before we get into what did Logan do during the bye week, are you one of the guys going over to ComAv with Tom Brady for Aerosmith today, Logan?
No, not going to make that one. I'm here at the stadium, lifting weights, doing treatment, trying to get ready.
So you'd let the quarterback go and handle a free Aerosmith concert?
Yeah. I did see Aerosmith this summer, though, and he puts on a great show.
But if it was, I'm trying to think now, Bocephus, it was one of your old-school country artists, might you sneak over there for a free half-hour show?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd have to be up there. But I'm too busy. My bye week's over now. It was nice, though.
Hey, I would always think the bye weeks would be nice to have. You know, you don't want to have that week four, week five bye week. You know, week eight, week nine, like week ten even, that's nice. You know, you start getting nicks. Good timing for this team, I would think.
Yeah, I like the bye week later in the year. You know, your body's getting worn down, and then you get a nice week right there in the middle of the season, and then make that final push. So it's nice to have it later in the year.
You know, it's also an opportunity, too, to kind of evaluate, you know, the team. We're halfway through eight games to see what you can work on, what you can improve on. I mean, after week three or week four, it's like you're still trying to put things in. I think as far as evaluation, what's working, what's not, it's also good timing for it as well.
Yeah, we have a number of games now to see what we're doing well and what we're not doing so well. So we have a lot of plays to look at and just study ourselves and see what we can do better.
We had John at the stadium early in the year, and we didn't get into the injury, but you had a pretty significant injury last year that you played with. You missed a couple of games this year. How tough has that been to watch your team and watch your offensive line from the sidelines and not as part of the action a couple of games?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been really hard. And as an athlete, I don't think there's anything worse than being hurt, having an injury to where you can't be out there with the guys practicing or playing. And you see those guys leaving to go to a game, flying out, and you're stuck here in Foxborough. So that's really tough, and we've been working on it hard and getting ready to go here and try to finish out the season.
You know, one of the things coming to the season, a lot of people looking at this team and saying, well, this offensive line is a lot of change. You know, Skarnecki is one of the best in the game. You've been out some games, and you haven't skipped a beat. It's been one of, you know, I don't want to say surprises, but you guys have played real well.
Yeah, we knew coming into the year we had to get together and do a good job. We have a bunch of new guys playing and guys at different positions than they were from last year. So it's been up and down. We haven't played perfect, but we've improved every week, and that's what we wanted to do, get better each week. And hopefully by the end of the season, we'll be playing really good football.
Without Brian Waters coming back, you had to move some things around. And a guy like Ryan Wendell has stepped in, and looking at some of the numbers, he's played every snap. Logan, at center this year. Give me a quick scouting report on what he's done at center and how you've seen him play these first eight games.
Well, Ryan, he's done a great job. And, you know, he had a great camp, and that's why he won the job. And he's since he's been here, he's just improved every year. And now he's playing really good football. He's our little drill sergeant out there on the field trying to make all the calls for us and getting us lined up and making front calls and everything. And he's done a really good job. Him and Tom are usually on the same page, so, and he's playing really good. He plays hard. He's very aggressive, so he's everything we want from a center.
You know, a lot of people have high expectations with this offense coming into the year, and we're talking about what they can do, and everyone's talking about 2007. One thing I did not expect was for you guys right now to be approaching 150 yards per game, fourth in the league in rushing the football. I know Stephen Riley's been a big part of that, but it's been everybody contributing. You talked before about loving to run block for this team. Has that been a surprise in your mind before the season? Did you sit there and say, you know what, we can run this football and put together a season like this?
Yeah, we every year we've wanted to. It's just sometimes we didn't, and a lot of that goes on the players. If you don't do it good, the coach isn't going to keep calling it. So I think this year we've been pretty productive, and it goes down to the backs. The backs have been outstanding. Ridley's ran great, breaks a lot of tackles, and the line's done a pretty good job. The tight ends have done a good job. And we've hit a lot of longer runs this year, too. So, and that goes down to the receivers getting blocks in down the field. And it's just been a good team effort on that. And when everyone's doing the right thing, it's been pretty good.
Well, the other guy part of that running game that we didn't see a lot of because of the injury last year was Shane Vereen, Logan. I'm curious, when you saw, you know, what you were able to see from early this year and last year before the injury, is this a surprise that he's come in limited snaps made some of those big plays downfield you talked about?
Yeah, he does a good job. And, you know, the thing about him is he's quick and he's explosive and he has good vision. And you get him a little crease and he can make a big play out of it. And that's what we're getting this year. We're getting longer runs than we have in the past, and those really help.
Now, one of the things, too, with the bye week, when you talk about evaluating your team, you guys make a move. Excuse me. You make a move and pick up Aqib Talib, the kid from Tampa Bay, to improve that secondary at the corner position. Listen, the guy brings a lot of baggage, Logan. I mean, you have to set this guy straight a little bit, walking in, tell him the Patriot way?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I haven't met him yet, and I don't know a whole lot about him other than what I've heard. So we'll see when he gets here. And, you know, when you bring players in, it's up to them. If they want to put in the work, they can watch the leaders around here and see how we do things. But if they want to be lazy and do things their way, it's not going to work. But I'm sure Bill did his homework, and he's bringing in a guy that wants to play and wants to win. So if he wants to play and wants to win, this is a place to come to. Just do what you're supposed to, do what the coaches ask of you, and you'll be successful.
You know, you talk about first impressions. How long before you sit there and say, okay, this kid has it, or this kid is everything that maybe the baggage brings with him?
For us, it starts a practice. We'll see how hard someone works to practice, and if they're working hard out there and putting in the time with the coaches studying, if they're doing all the little things that it takes, we know that they're here for the right reason. And if they're just not working hard and not taking the coaching, it's pretty obvious. So guys that really want to be good players, you can tell right away.
And the last follow-up, Lou talked about, would you talk to him? In the past, Logan, you know, as a leader on this team, was there somebody else? It is a new player, no matter where he comes from, rookie, free agent, street guy. Are they talked to? Does somebody sort of give them, okay, this is the way we do things about here. This is the way we do things here. Is that conversation have any time a new player comes in?
Not right away. I think you give them the benefit of the doubt and let them see, or you try to see if they're willing to do everything. And then I think people know with our coach, if they're not willing to do that, they're not going to last long. We've seen that in the past where guys have come in and they're not willing to do it, and they're unemployed or looking for a job somewhere else. So it's up to the player. And if they want to do it, then this team is willing to keep them around. And if they don't want to do it, we'll find somebody that wants to.
All right, last time you guys played the Bills, they were sitting at 2-1, and kind of like that sexy pick, I think, to challenge you guys all offseason with some of the moves that they made. You guys were 1-2, but here you are coming off a bye week, and that team has really struggled lately. In particular, a guy like, you know, Mario Williams, I just don't think has lived up to the hype. You see a different team in this Bills team, the way they are set up right now as they were going into week four?
Well, yeah, we've kind of went a different direction than they have. They've been losing a few games here, and we've been winning, but they're still a dangerous team. If they put it all together on any Sunday, they could beat anyone, and that's what we're expecting. We're expecting a good game from them because they still got a lot of quality players. So we're just getting prepared for them like any other team, and hopefully we play a good game, and hopefully they don't. But I just hope we come out with a win, because I know if they play good, we're going to have to play really good.
You made the trip to London but did not play. Were you close, Logan? Do you expect to play this week?
Yeah, I was close. Just one of those injuries that needs rest, and we'll see. I'm going to test it out this week a little bit and see what happens, and hopefully I can. I think I've been on the shelf long enough. We need to get back out there.
And you made the trip to London, and the conversation out of that the game was great, Wembley Stadium was great, but that the NFL is talking to the city of London about bringing a team there full-time. As someone who plays in this league, could you imagine, and the logistics, I'm not even going to try to imagine what it would be like, but could you play for a team that was based in Europe, London, based in Europe, Logan?
Hey, you know, I don't know how they would do that. If they would, if the players had to live over there, I'd probably retire if I got sent over there. I don't want to uproot my family and have to take them all over there. If I was single, that'd be a different story. But, you know, I don't know. It wouldn't be for me, but I'm at the end of my career, so I don't have to worry about that.
Well, that's the thing, right? If you're a free agent, they put a team there. They figure out a way where you play four games there, you can four games in the U.S. Like, how do you recruit free agents there? Like, how would you convince a guy, yeah, come base yourself here, and you're going to play 80 of your home games here? I think it'd be tough to recruit guys.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot to look into it. I don't know how they plan to do everything, if the team would live over there, or if they'd live here and just fly over there for their games, what the whole plan is, but it would be a different scenario.
We'll get you on this. Tom was on this morning, said he watched a lot of football. During your bye week, did you watch any Sunday football?
No, I was in and out of the house doing yard work, getting ready for the winter, so I stopped. I turned it on for about 5 minutes and then figured I had more stuff I should be doing, so shut it back off and got around to my chores.
He did his chores. I sat and watched Red Zone all day.
Gutters, got some leaves cleaned up, cleaned the garage.
The Sunday to-do list with Logan Mankins. Logan, best of luck. Let's get back to work, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.